Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I'll say that again because the last time I listened back to me recording something live, it cut off my beginning. Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I don't know if this is going to work. It's a Saturday, and I felt like being of service in a different way. So I wanted to open up the phone lines. If you did want to get on the air and get some intuitive guidance, I am here to support you. If anyone calls in, then I will call it a day and go find something cool to do with my time. The phone number to get on, 319-527-6217. 319-527-6217. Turn a card over for anyone that is tuned in listening live. You are listening live to this program. This card is for you because if I don't get any callers, I think I will. I might delete this. I don't know. Listening live, tranquility, energy of tranquility. So, what you need to know for your highest and greatest good is to embody the energy of tranquility. Make choices that create tranquility. Make time to relax. Be still. Enjoy your solitude. Indulge in self-care. Be kind to yourself. Take a bath. Meditate. If you are a highly sensitive person, tranquility is probably what you need after this last week. Mercury is in retrograde, and we're in a 2 month in numerology. And just for us feeling people, we're feeling all sorts of things. And I think mostly people are feeling, as I tune into it, a bit disempowered. They're feeling a bit, I know for January, I just felt like nothing. Everything I set out to do was kind of a dead end on things, or things were taking longer. And so, just after you've experienced that, the best thing you can do right now is to embrace the energy of tranquility. Breathe. Know it's going to be okay in your soul. Listen to something really great. Put some affirmations on, put some Reverend Michael on from Agape. Do a meditation. Listen to some good music. Listen to some uplifting podcasts. Really embrace the energy of tranquility. And that can be transformative and life-changing. And it'll help you get back in your body because as highly sensitive feeling people, we have a tendency to take on so much energy, and it just kind of happens. That we lose sight of where we are and where others end and where we begin. And it's just the world, right? We feel the energy of the world. And so it can make us feel a bit upside down. So tranquility will help you return to center. Okay, I see a caller in the queue. Again, if you would like to get on air, 319-527-6217. 777. Five, let's talk. Tell me what's on your heart.
Hi, nice to meet you. I happened to come across your show. Are you a psychic?
I am. What's going on?
Well, I was have been ill since last January, and I have not been able to work. And then I also have a hearing disability where I needed to get new hearing aids, which takes a while to do that. And my employer called me on October the 19th and they fired me and they said they wanted to replace my position. And then almost immediately I contracted with an attorney and apparently this legal firm is one of the top firms, and they're very choosy with whom they take as clients. So it's really failure to accommodate for Americans with disabilities. And I just wonder if there was a situation where I contact her and I forwarded information because I had signed some documents regarding kind of like a side issue for receiving like group insurance, and I wanted to make sure that I was legal in every aspect. Anyway, I think I'll hear from my attorney on Monday or Tuesday. Are we going to move forward with the lawsuit? Will I win the lawsuit?
Well, I'm sensing you will win, and here's why. I turned over the Waves of Prosperity card, so it means new abundance is coming to you. Tap into it and believe it's coming.
Okay.
I know after everything you've been through, it can feel daunting and overwhelming, and you can feel like, am I going to get any relief? Yes, there is relief. So go ahead and start to feel that relief now and be in gratitude for this nice big wave of prosperity that is coming to you.
Wow.
Keep doing, you know, as I tune into the situation, Spirit's like, you're doing all the right things. And you definitely are showing up to this experience with integrity, and your perspective is accurate. You know, or what you've been sensing was going on is true. And be patient with the process. But yes, there is prosperity coming your way.
Well, thank you. And integrity is very important to me. And I told my attorney that I really like the supervisor that I had. It's not about her. It's about HR. And I've been on the phone 25 years. So I know conversation cues, et cetera. And when I was speaking to the HR lady, she positioned me and she said, we're going to move forward. And she wanted to give me an audio box for my desk, a $100 audio box. I already have one. And for the audiology world, that's not going to help somebody with a hearing aid issue because it would be like loud noise. You have to have functional hearing aids. And I gave her an estimation when I would be resolved, and she essentially just ignored me. So I told my attorney that I want a copy of the audio tape, and he said if they go into litigation, they can ask for that. I hope it does not reach that point. I hope that we settle out of court. Do you see settling
they
out of court?
They will settle. I do. They're going to settle, and you'll be happy.
Do you
with
have
the
a
number.
Book? Wonderful. Will the amount change my life? Will it just be a few thousand, or would it be 100,000, or do you have any idea?
What they showed me very clearly, they showed me about 54,000. And that's as I read your energy today. Now, if you are seeking more than that, open your heart to more than that and believe that small numbers are the same as big numbers in the world of spirit. So if you do want a larger number, start believing and allowing yourself to have it and write that number down and be very clear about it.
The attorney's going to get 33 1/3%, which is pretty common. And so would the 54,000 be after their third is taken, or is it what's offered?
What they're showing me on the check to you is 54,000.
Oh, okay. Well, and that's interesting. So I can visualize, and I believe I am pretty powerful with manifestation. So if I want to picture like 150,000, so I get 100. I think you're just saying thank you to the universe for 150,000, and seeing my portion come in for 100.
Yeah, I think that's exactly the way to do it. And then again, I'm going to say to you, let go of anything in you, because we're trained in our society that it goes against what spirit teaches us. But we think that, 54,000 is easier than 154,000, and it's the same energetically. So just be in the vibration of the exact number that you want and let go of that there's a comparison there or a value, you know, one is easier than the other.
Well, three is the Trinity, so I'll probably start visualizing 300,000, and then I would get two out of that, and put it in the hands of God and the universe. And so I'll probably be speaking to Taylor, my attorney, on Monday. I think he might have been a little tiffed at me because I'm very meticulous, and I told him very clearly I want to make sure that I am legal, and that and so I wanted him to look at paperwork, and it was fuzzy, but then I was able to send him much clearer documentation. So hopefully he's not tiffed at me for doing that. It's for their sake too. I want to make sure that everything
and that's what Spirit's showing me is telling her. I'm picking up. You are probably, you've got some empath traits, right? And you're highly sensitive, so you're concerned about making everybody feel good in this process. And just remember, your attorney works for you, right? They get paid when you get paid. And so
thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, I do not want you to be embarrassed in court, you know? And I'm at very high risk for COVID. So I said, well, I hope I don't have to appear in court. And he said, well, you may. And I said, well, then I can
tell you,
they're
showing me very clearly that accommodations can be made. So you don't have to appear
Zoom.
In court if you don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, Zoom or something like that.
Accommodations.
I don't even want to go on Zoom. I would rather that he just deal with them on the phone. Will there have to be a Zoom meeting or anything? Can it just be interaction between my attorney and them?
I feel the settlement will be between the attorneys. You won't have to show up. But if you are, if you, you know, I know what's going on because you're a powerful visualizer and you know that. And you
know
you can create things with your mind. So what I would
and
say
you have to watch
don't
your
envision,
words too.
Yeah, don't envision yourself going to court. And we tend to do that. We want to go into what are all the possibilities of this situation. And I do it too. And it'll ruin your day when you go too deep into all the possibilities, because when we start looking at the negative stuff we don't want to do, it's almost like we put more energy behind those because we're trying to protect ourselves. But you don't have to. Just focus on the way you want it to go. And so what I would say to you is go into a visualization where you see yourself from today going forward, how this situation unfolds. And I want to caution you, because you are empathic, don't take on too much responsibility other than your own, right? So,
oh my God.
Be aware.
I do.
Be aware of who you are. Yeah, I know, sweetheart. And it's where our gift, because I'm also empathic, I'm highly sensitive, we overuse our gift, right? And it becomes a curse. So reel yourself back in and say the attorney, see in your mind, and you might want to even see them in columns, like a column of light. The attorney does their job. I do my job. My company that I used to work for does their job. Their attorneys do their job, right? And you're only responsible for holding the energy for you.
Well, you know what? Last year, I have spondylosis. It's a crippling disease, and I actually had to go into a wheelchair. Hopefully, I'll be out of the wheelchair before the year ends, and I am in a walker now. And it was impossible for me to work. I have overwhelming evidence proving to my employer, they're a healthcare company. I think they do not want to be embarrassed because it would look really bad for it to get out that they have fired somebody.
I'm going to stop you. What you're doing right now is, again, Byron Katie used to explain this. There's your business, there's other people's business, and there's God's business. And right now, even in what you just said about they don't want to be embarrassed and I don't want so-and-so to be embarrassed in court, you're going into their business. All you need to do in this moment is hold your perspective.
Okay.
Right?
So okay.
Put an energetic circle around yourself and say, I am committing to only being responsible for me. All these powerful people have big salaries, and they need to do their job.
Well, you know what? Ethically, how dare this woman do that? I wouldn't be able to sleep at night cornering
somebody.
Again,
you're in her business,
mm-hmm.
right? So even thinking about how she sleeps at night is her business, and now we're seeing you do this a lot. And I love that you're being an example for other empathic people who might be listening to this show, because they probably do what you're doing a lot. So just stop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm focused on me. I'm focused on my healing. I'm focused on my settlement. I'm focused on my amount, because that's all I have control over.
Well, I'm going to get a sticky note and I'm going to say thank you to God and the universe for the $300,000 settlement.
And just focus on that and focus on your healing. I do see you up and out and not needing the walker or the wheelchair. So focus on that healing as well.
Wonderful. And I live with my sister Leslie in a two-bedroom apartment with her beloved son. And he's my beloved nephew, of course. And our lease is ending the end of April. I don't think it's a good time to move with the pandemic and financially. So I want to just go ahead and sign again for one more year. Will Leslie agree to that?
She's got some ideas, right? And so I think you just need to hear her out, is what they're showing me. You can choose to resign by all means. But I think she's got some things she wants to do in her journey and her experience. So just hear her out. She might very well, once you guys have a powwow about it, agree with you in your perspective. But I think you got to talk to her first.
Yeah, we have talked some. We have to answer before the end of this month. So I hope that whatever happens, that she and I move to another place together and sign a new lease.
And I think set that intention. Hey, I really enjoy living with her. And if this is for her highest and greatest good, I would like to move forward with us continuing to live together. That's the prayer. Well, knowing that she has free will, right?
Right.
She has free will. And keep remembering that. Don't put her in a situation where she feels obligated, right? That's where we mm-hmm. can cross emotional boundaries. And
mm-hmm.
so practice healthy boundaries, just the same way you practice integrity. Practice integrity with your energy as well.
Okay. Well, about when do you think the lawsuit will be culminated? When will the resolution be on the lawsuit?
Well, Spirit's showing me that there's a lot of hands that have to come together, as you know, but you're always in charge of your timing to some degree based on what you will allow yourself to have. So if you're ready for this to be wrapped up, start believing without a doubt that you are worthy and deserving of this money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope by the end of this month.
Good. Hope that is true.
Okay.
Well, that is true.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you. And is the law firm, is Taylor and the law firm, are they still glad they have me as their clients?
Again, that would be getting in their business.
Oh.
Right? So who cares if they're glad? They have to do their job. That's what you're paying them to do. It's a transaction. They have this skill set and this ability. And they get paid out of your settlement, right? And so,
right, exactly.
So what if they don't like you personally? They still have to do their job. right? That's the contractual agreement. So don't think about whether people like me. Think about justice and fairness for you. And justice and fairness for you means justice and fairness for all, because this claim, this case, as you said, is you acting out of integrity.
It is. It is. And, well, I appreciate you and I thank you. And one more question. Will Taylor find the necessity to get the audio tape, or will things go so well that it's really not necessary?
You're doing their job for them, sweetheart. Wow. Let them do what they're paid to do.
Okay.
You can offer suggestions based on what your intuition is guiding you, but let them do their job and trust and believe that they can do their job. If you don't think or believe that they can do their job, if you think that they're less than, then you're creating that, right? Life mirrors back to us almost exactly what we think, right? And so so have faith that the job will be done, and the job will be done well. Doesn't mean you can't offer suggestions to them, but let them do their job. And if any time you feel like they're not doing their job, you can say, I'm going to take my business elsewhere. And God will open the door for another group of attorneys to come in and support you.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Thank you so much. And hopefully...
Thank you.
I'm going to picture abundance and health and...
money. Picture of money. Money comes to me. Picture the check. Picture what the check would do for you and how empowered you would feel, or how fair that would feel. Whatever that energy is, the essence of you receiving that check, how well supported you would feel. Go ahead.
And how thrilled I would feel, because instead of renting another apartment, now I can afford to buy a condominium.
Yes. Yes. Set that intention. Start looking online at condominiums in your area. And maybe that might adjust your number, too.
Well, the number, yes, a million and a half.
Yeah.
A million, how's that? And you know what?
Whatever you can get your energy behind. Whatever,
you know what,
whatever you can get
me,
your energy behind.
$1,000 to me compared to somebody else being money. And so, therefore, my perception, and that I did have the thought that like $150,000, but to some people, $150,000 would be like $1,500. So get into the concept of $300,000 or $1.5 million.
Okay.
All right.
Let go of your judgments
you
about the amount.
Okay. Well, thank you. It was really lovely meeting you, and
lovely
you actually cheered
you
me up. Thank you. You're a very special
good.
Person.
You're wonderful. So are you.
You.
So are you. Take care of yourself. Manage your boundaries.
I will.
And you'll be great.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's take another call. 917, you're next. You're going to have a sip of this cold coffee. We'll do 917. 917.
Hello. Hi, Amy. My name is
Hi.
Crystal.
Hi. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. Well, I've been trying to manifest money because I've been out of a job. And, I've always had help from family. But, small amount, but I need, large amounts right now to assist with some bills. How do I go forward, or do you see that coming in? I'm not sure how to ask the question.
Sure. I'll ask it from all, I'll answer it from all different directions.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you heard this part of the last call is that remember this piece. In the spirit world, large amounts of money are the same as small amounts of money in terms of the energy, right? So the energy is the same. So if you start to believe that a dollar is equivalent to $100 and that you can manifest that with the same ease as you could a dollar or a penny, then you will start to see larger amounts of money show up. And oftentimes we hold on to beliefs that limit what we can have because, you know, we've been programmed that, you know, it's harder, quote unquote, to get larger amounts of money, but you can definitely attract larger amounts of money to cover what you need. They are showing me that. And here's the thing. You are a very good manifester, right? You've just been manifesting through other people helping you, right? And so if you are most interested in manifesting cash, focus on that. Focus on that. You're great at manifesting the essence of, right? And so now be in the essence of what having cash come directly to you would mean for you and how good it would make you feel and believe that it's possible. Spirit's showing me very clearly that you have some limiting beliefs around how the money can come in. Oh, I need to have this type of job or this type of income source, or I might have to, you know, win the lottery. And those are all valid, but just go with what feels right and true to you. And money can come to you in a lot of different ways, but if you want cash that comes directly to you, focus on that. Meaning, it's not cash somebody else brought in and then they helped you with, and that's another way God can work, right? But you're asking God to work in a very specific way. Because I'm guessing that all the family that's helped you, while they love helping you, they're showing me that you're feeling the need for a greater level of independence. And so that is possible for you and to hold the energy of that independence.
Right. That's it. Yeah, that's what I really need right now, the independence. So how do I,
sweetheart, and I promise you, I shuffled the whole time I was talking. You also got the waves of prosperity card. I think I might call this the money show. So new abundance and exciting opportunities wash over you now. So it's a money card. It means money is coming. When I read with this deck, money can be right in front of us, but because of our limiting perception, we may not always be able to receive it. So this is telling you very clearly the money's in your grasp, and it's much closer than you think. So start getting your being ready to receive this money by believing, yes, it can come. Yes, you're going to do a great job with the money. You already have a plan for what to do with the money. You know the amount of money you want to receive. Start being appreciative of the money and all the things that you do with the money. And my spirit guides are saying you might even need to go and get some financial literacy. So listen to, you may even want to Google good financial practices and just look through things. You don't have to do it exactly the way they tell you, but start thinking of the ways in which you want to use this money that's coming to you. Yes, there's bills that need to be paid, but maybe you want to start a certain type of savings, or maybe you want to invest in your development. So start thinking of all the ways you're going to use the money and be a good steward over the money. But it's coming. It's definitely coming. I'd say as a tool, you know, definitely listen to the money affirmations. Go to YouTube and search money affirmations. The channel You Are Creators, check them out. I don't know if that'll resonate with you, but they have a lot of wealth and money affirmations. And also they gave me another piece, waves. Listen to ocean waves. Just play them. Maybe while you're sleeping or while you're doing chores or something, because ocean waves is in the frequency and connection to that flow of money and abundance.
Okay. I'll definitely try that one out. Okay. Well, all right.
It's coming. It's within your reach.
Okay.
Allow it.
So just like listen to these affirmations like every day and just think about the, you know, money coming in and feeling it coming in, right? Just continue doing the,
yeah,
you know,
and if you're keeping track of all the wisdom I'm giving you, believe that it's going to happen. Want it to happen, and know that you are safe and protected in this process, and nothing bad can happen to you as a result of receiving this money.
Sounds awesome. Okay. Thank you so much, Amy. I continue to listen. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Take care of yourself. Thank you. All right. Let's take another call. 954, you're on the air. Well, hold on, 954. I jumped the gun. If you would like to get on air, 319-527-6217. Again, 319-527-6217. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, 954, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. This is Mary.
Okay, tell me. Hi, Mary. Tell me what's going on.
Hi, Amy. Do you answer any questions regarding to medical?
I can tune in, yes.
Okay. I've been dealing with a long process of trying to get help for a particular condition, and I've been going to specialists and trying to get it resolved. I recently seen a new specialist, and I'll be returning to her this week. And there was some questionable area. I don't know if she's going to have to take further tests or if it's related to what's going on. I'm just wondering what you feel about the situation.
Well, the card I turned over was positive energy. So you did good. You had to hunt around to find this person, and you did great doing that. Believe that it's going to work. And I know you've been seeing a lot of people, and you're getting a lot of information that doesn't feel right and true to you and your body. But this is going to work. You found someone that really is going to help you, and so now release all those past experiences and the disappointments around them and the frustrations and the resentment even, and start believing that this is going to be a positive experience and you are going to get the healing that you need. And now a component of this card is to avoid negativity. And right now we know that in our world, if you turn on the news, they're talking about all this health stuff and all the things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying so I would avoid that for now and just surround yourself with inspirational stories of people healing. Believe that you are going to heal. Know that this healing process is going to happen. Know that your doctor is going to support you in all ways so that you heal quickly and easily. Really embrace the positive side of this process, because you've done the work to get to where you are, you know. And now it's time to reap the reward of your diligence in getting in seeking the right answer.
My concern is she saw something that she thought she may have to go further on. And I'm wondering if this is going to need to take place, or if this is not something that I have to be concerned about, this other issue.
She's very thorough, is what my spirit guides are showing me. So even if she saw a little thing that some other doctor might say, oh, that's nothing, she's going to do the work to investigate it. So don't jump to the worst case scenario. Just trust that you have a very thorough doctor who's going to help you.
So you feel she'll be able to tune in and find out what is causing the problem then?
Yes. She's going to figure it all out for you.
Wow,
and just
great.
Keep believing. It's all working in your favor. It's all working
feeling.
In your favor. It's all working in your favor. I am healthy, whole, and complete. Affirm that daily, multiple times a day. Feel that healing. And, you know, when you started talking, Spirit gave me the message, breathe a sigh of relief.
So
feel that, like, the relief you've been craving and praying for, it's here. It's here.
That's great. I also have some big pending dental work that has been put on hold. It's kind of urgent, too, but I'm not able to have this unless, you know, that happens and everything clears up so I'm able to go for that. I'm wondering if you see that happening.
And they're showing me it's going to be a very fluid process. I know you're looking at it from the place of, gosh, I've been dealing with all of this for so long. And it feels like step after step, another step, another step. But they're showing me that the path is cleared for you and that you're going to see that all these things just get resolved miraculously. And I want you to be in the vibration now of all these things happening for you miraculously.
Wow. Yeah, that would be a great relief. It certainly would. And
just
before I let you go, just
a couple of minutes a day, just affirming to God, thank you for how easy this all was. Thank you, thank you, thank you for how easy it was. Thank you for how quickly I got all the answers I needed and all the help I needed. And it was not nearly what I thought it was going to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just be in immense and total appreciation for the desired result. So ask yourself, after you get off this call, what would I like to occur in my body? What would I like this healthcare experience to be? And then start thanking God or spirit or nature or the being, whomever you pray to, start thanking them for the result that you are picturing. So if you say, I just want to hear I'm good. I just want the pain to miraculously disappear. I want this dental work to be resolved so quickly and easily. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for how great my mouth feels, how great my body feels. Thank you for the kindness I experienced from my healthcare team. Thank you for all the support that shows up. Thank you for all the money that I need to make sure everything gets taken care of. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you now for the relief. And feel that energy in your body. Feel that appreciation in your body. Feel that gratitude in your body. And do that a couple of times a day. And you will be amazed by how quickly everything shifts for you.
Do you get a time frame when this will all get resolved?
You know, timing's always up to God, but the message Spirit has been giving me as of late about timing, it's everything that we desire is far closer than we think it is. So I would say to you, would release your perspective that this has to all take a long time. And believe that things can resolve quickly and easily and in the best timing for all those involved.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. I hope we'll hear more of you.
I've been here a long time, 10 years, 11 years now.
Are you always on the same time frame? Maybe that's why I missed you.
No, I bounce around. I bounce around.
That's funny. I go on Blog Talk, but I have not heard you before, unfortunately. But I will be back.
You found me at the perfect time for you.
Okay.
It's the perfect time for you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Take care of yourself.
You too, and stay safe. Many blessings.
Thank you. Many blessings. Okay, it looks like my queue is empty. I'll give it a few more minutes. If you would like to get on the air, 319-527-6217. Yes, I have been doing this show on Blog Talk Radio. I think it was initially called Readings and Coaching with Amy. And I started July 2010, and here I'll tell you this wonky story. I was living in Berkeley, and I was sharing a little cottage with a gal, and we got our Wi-Fi from the neighbor. Like we split the cost with the neighbor, and I was on my flip phone, which is pretty smartphone, and I did my first show And and it went a lot. You know, I think I did, gosh, a good 6 months worth of shows in that little cottage on my flip phone, borrowing the internet from the neighbor, which we weren't borrowing. We were splitting the cost. But that's how I started. And I remember the week leading up to me doing the show, I actually created the page for the show, or my presence here, whatever my name is on this platform. Amy, I guess it's Amy Yancey. I created my page in April, right after my birthday, because I knew I was going to do it. And I had a mentor at the time I did a lot of my professional intuitive training with her, and I didn't even tell her. I'm not even sure how she found out, but like right before I did my show, or maybe after, she's like, I've heard you did a show, because I wanted it to be my thing, right? And I wanted to do it my own way and really trust the wisdom that Spirit was bringing forward as to how to read energy. The way I was being trained was very, you know, traditional for the industry at the time, and many people studied under Doreen Virtue. My mentor studied under Doreen Virtue and all of her practices. And while I appreciated that, I had a sense of how I wanted to use my gift. I had been intuitive my whole life, for as long as I could remember. But I was most interested in helping people create the result they most desire in their life. And I wanted to figure out a way to do that. And so as I was studying coaching and intuition at the same time, and I'm like, gosh, if these two were combined, if I could tune in to a client and know the exact question that I need to ask, or the exact exercise, or receive a piece of wisdom that can assist them in this way to create the result they desire, then I could make a great impact on those that I serve. So that is how I started. And of course I was like, well, why don't I do a live call-in show? And I was so nervous, and my stomach was in knots for weeks leading up to it. And I now know that that was my, you know, really activating my empathic sensitivity. And as I moved through that experience, I got sharper and sharper and sharper and healthier and healthier and healthier. And it was quite miraculous the way it all unfolded. And I'm so grateful for Blog Talk Radio. I'm so grateful, you know, back then it was called Internet Radio. Before I got on the program, I Googled Hay House Radio, because it's been years since I've listened to Hay House Radio, and it doesn't really exist. It's more of a platform where you can hear content. But I used to sit at my desk. I was a recruiter for years and years and years. And in one ear, I'd have an earbud of some type. I guess it wasn't an earbud because it wasn't smartphone time, but I would have some, you know, something to listen with one ear. And I would be listening to Hay House Radio and plotting how I was going to transition out of my job and do this work full time. And here I am. Here I am 11 years later. Okay, someone popped in the queue. It looks like a Skype caller, or that's what we used to call them back in the day. I don't know if that's still Skype, but 11111, you were on the air.
Hi, it is a Skype call.
Oh, cool.
So,
what can I do for you?
I was wondering if I could just do a general reading.
Pull a card for you.
Okay.
Worthiness. Worthiness. Know that you deserve to receive good in all ways. You know, worthiness is something we have to retrain ourselves to believe in, right? And so it is not something you have to earn. And so when this card comes up, it usually means you're in some circumstances where you're feeling like you have to prove yourself, or you feel like you're not good enough, or you feel like because something didn't go a certain way, that is a reflection of you personally. And do your best to let go of that, because there are blessings that are ready to be born, meaning manifested into physical form. But Spirit's having a hard time getting them to you because you can't see it. You can't see it because of the worthiness is almost creating some really big blind spots. So reclaim your self-worth and know that you get to have wonderful things in your life just because you do. Is this helpful?
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Take care of yourself.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay, as I was waiting for callers to come in, and I went off on that little tangent about how I got started here, I wanted to pull a card about the pandemic because I know that that's on everybody's heart and mind and spirit. You can't not be, even if it's in the back of your mind. So I wanted to turn a card over about that. There are blessings during this time available to all of us, you know, and even as one door closes or something doesn't appear to be working out in your favor or where there's struggle, there is in fact treasure. So really start looking for the treasure in this experience for you, and know that if you're concerned about finances, that money is coming. And being, just as I've said to many of the callers on this program, you have to believe that it can come in, right? You have to believe that it's really meant for you. And it's not something we can say, I really hope, or wouldn't it be wonderful? It's a one where you're just like, of course, like, I know it, that's the way it is. It's no brainer. Of course, a windfall of abundance is coming to me. And approach this time from a place of wonder and curiosity as to how you can step into the greatness that is you, how you can be more fully and completely self-expressed during this time. So if you're hearing my voice, I'm saying to you that even as we're going through this global experience, there is a blessing, and focus on the blessing as opposed to, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And is it easy to go down that road? Yeah, it is so easy to go down that road. And while at the same time, I jumped in and reminded me of something. There is a reality to all of this. There is that this thing is real, this thing, the virus is real. There are the variants. I am predicting that is going to create another layer of this experience. It's not going to be this, oh, we're done with that, quick wrap up. And it's a process. So allow the world and you in the world to go through this experience while focusing on your treasure and focusing on the abundance that is already yours and the waves of abundance, right, that you are owed and deserve that can come through this experience, and see that even in situations that are challenging, they're all serving us. So really go within and ask yourself how it serves you for your greater good, what wants to come out of you as a result of this experience. And, in this positive, upbeat message I'm giving you, I'm saying there is still a reality that exists that is very, very real, that is a bit grim, right? And do your part to keep yourself healthy and safe and well, and just trust that if you are committed to that, that will be the result. So it's a message about action and taking action that supports your well-being, while at the same time taking action that advances the radiance and magic that exists within you. So there is a treasure chest. It's so funny. Almost every card was a money card, right? And then there's some worthiness stuff. I think all of these cards are for everybody listening to this program. Let's see if I can see it for a quick review of that. So worthiness we got. And definitely, we got two waves of prosperity. So funny, I don't think I might not have turned a card over for. I have the ability to read without the cards. I'm actually quite gifted in that. I love the cards, and I love it. It gives me a cue, right? Helps me tune in. I may not have pulled a card from one of them. But I feel that all of these cards are for everyone listening to this program in whatever time, space, reality you're listening. Know that you are worthy and deserving of all that you desire. Know that your desires, what you want, what you're praying for right now in this moment has been put on your heart by God. And open yourself up to receive it. Believe that it is coming to you. Know that you are worthy and deserving of it. I keep saying that because I think there's a lot of, oh, I'm not worthy, or, oh, these things have happened, so it must mean it's a reflection of me. It is not. Definitely practice healthy, energetic boundaries, particularly in this month of February 2021. And if you're an empathic or highly sensitive person, then really practice healthy boundaries all the time. And it can sometimes be difficult and messy. Just check yourself when you're getting caught up in somebody else's business or someone's too deep in your business, and draw an energetic line where you begin and the other person begins, and you're clear on what matters most to you without taking on the energy and perspectives of others. Hey, this has been fun. I think I'm going to go make some spaghetti. And make a really amazing roasted tomato and spaghetti dish that I'm super excited to have. And I love you guys. Thank you for allowing me to read. Thank you for listening to this program. If you are looking for an intuitive coach and you would like to learn more about my services, please visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. I also just opened up a course. It's a coaching experience is what I call it. But originally it was a course, but it truly is a coaching experience. Money is Wonderful. And it's 14 days of digital coaching from me to help you specifically. I it's not a group. It would be you and me, but we communicate over email. To help you step into the prosperity that is yours. This can be a very prosperous time for anyone that will allow it to be a prosperous time and be in appreciation for all you have and be in appreciation for all that is to come. So that's Money is Wonderful. The Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, I don't know if I mentioned that. The Up Level is a great way to start working with me. And no matter what you do, take good care of yourself. And honor your truth and believe that the world is meant to work in your favor. This experience is meant to work in your favor. Until next time, check out my shows. They're usually pre-recorded. I rarely do live call-in shows, but I felt inspired today. And I hope we can connect on Instagram. I'm Amy Yancey there, Amy Yancey Intuitive Coach. And where else am I? Oh, sign up for my newsletter. Sign up for my emails. I send two intuitive messages each week and then additional information about my services. So that can be found, that sign up box, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com on the front page. Drop your email and your name, and then we get to hang out in that space. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Thank you for listening to this program. If you enjoy it, please write a review if you feel inspired. On whatever platform you listen to. And I just remembered that the new episode of, what am I watching? You know, I love to talk about TV shows. I'm watching, I did binge the Firefly Lane. And it was soapy, as all the commentary has said. It's totally like that. A Discovery of Witches, which is on AMC, which is so cool. I really do enjoy that. And so I realized that is up for me to watch when I end this and make some spaghetti and live prosperously, be happy. You can have whatever you want. Take care of yourselves.